It's Sunday, the 23rd of November. Almost 11 a.m. Another long lie in bed. Went to bed last night just approaching 11. Got up at just approaching 10 this morning. I would say I had a good sleep. At least I could get back to sleep when I was wakened and had to get up twice to take some more, another spoonful of honey to settle the throat. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Absolutely gorgeous. Clear blue skies. The sun already well up and on its way across the skies. It's still a light breeze. And cool, cool and cold. But beautifully peaceful and dry. What a beautiful morning. I suppose we really should have been up earlier and gotten away in the car for a wee jaunt somewhere, but there'll be other days. And anyway, if it stays like that today, once I've had my breakfast, I've got things to get on with outdoors. And it'll be nice if I'm working away out here, wherever, in nice, cool but dry weather. The sun is actually still so low in the sky that it's backlighting the new fence. Let's see. Oh yeah, no, it's higher than that. I just took a couple of steps to the left, and actually I'm standing in the wrong spot now, isn't it? There we go. Now I'm in the stage spotlight. The sun's beaming right down. It's not high. And even though I'm facing it directly, I'm not really feeling... I'm feeling a difference in air temperature, but I'm not feeling heat as such. But hey, it's winter time. Winter time. Winter time? So I'm feeling okay. I'm obviously not. I'm still battling this beastie. I'm still praying it doesn't settle down into the chest. I haven't had any runny noses or sore eyes, or even the discomfort in the ears seems to have abated. But apart from that, I'm feeling okay, certainly. Other than that, bodily, physically. Even my heel appears to have healed. I noticed that I was wearing those patches, and I noticed about 5 or 6 days ago that there didn't seem to be any pain or discomfort at all. So 2 days ago, I peeled off the last one. Not the last one, but the one that was on my heel. And didn't bother putting a fresh one on. And I haven't had any bother. So I'm positive now. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm not positive at all. I'm uh, time. Oh, I'm just hoping that it's fixed. Dear God, my own head, why can't I say the words? So if that has healed, that's another wee thing out the road. Yesterday, we were talking about, my wife and I, that was, when I say we were talking about future plans, of course. Oh, there's a tree in the distance. Two trees in the distance together, both look the same kind of tree. I can't make out from here, it's too far. But there's obviously a good breeze blowing through them. They're not swaying about, but they still have quite a number of leaves on them, and they're all shimmering in both trees. It's actually, when you look at it, it's as if there was, or were, hundreds of wee birds perched all over the place and flapping their wings. That's exactly what it looks like. That's what caught my eye. I thought it was a flock of birds. But it's not. That's that breeze just getting to here now. It is beautiful. They're still doing it. And it just looks like hundreds of wee birdies all flapping their wee wings. Where was I? Where was I indeed? Where should I be? Who am I? What am I? Where am I? Oh my God. Oh yes, we were talking about our future plans. We shouldn't do that actually, because every time we do talk about it, it's it just stirs me up. It's the thoughts of being somewhere else and compromises. But when you get things in your head and then you forget about them, and then the subject comes up again, and all those thoughts about being where I want to be and where I, you know, it's actually where I want to be. Not necessarily where my wife wants to be, but she understands. She said something to me the other day that it was, I can't remember. It was to do with men, you know, us men. We were, you know, we're full of good ideas, and what the woman's viewpoint would be. And I can't remember what she actually said, but that's what it boiled down to. Something like, if I was to give an analogy, something like men being blinkered. Once we get focused on something, we don't see. We can only see straight to that we're thinking, that we're focused on, and we don't see what's around. It's not far wrong, actually. soothing tea. Now, I haven't moved, and the sun has already darted, well, yeah, probably darted is a good word, darted behind the big laurel bush again, and now I'd have to take another 1.5 steps to the left to get back into the spotlight. So that's how quickly it's moving across the skyline. It's beautiful this morning, though. Absolutely beautiful.